show built for you, a nation of music fans. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
Well, what a night to be alive. Happy Wednesday, beautiful humans. My name's Ash. This is Ash London Live. I just whacked my microphone. I'm so excited about the massive show we have got for you. We're going to call someone tonight, Draco, and tell them they are heading on a plane tomorrow to Japan to see Rule. So some very, very nervous standby winners are going to be waiting by the phone, begging for it. Plus, we've got tickets to Army Fridays Live. Make sure you're registered at ashlondonlive.com. Plus, Ashton Irwin, the drummer from 5 Seconds of Summer, one of our favorite dudes on planet Earth. He calls through for a chat after 8 o'clock, but let's get straight into good stuff.
What about the special announcement in less than 10 minutes?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you forgot.
How did I forget about that? I mean, we're giving away a trip to Japan, and before that, we gave a trip to LA to see Beyonce. Before that, it was Miami Migos.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say that we're doing it all over again with an even bigger artist and an even bigger city, but we're doing it all over again with a bigger artist and a bigger city. Stay tuned to find out our next big announcement, and now we can do tonight's Buzz Track.
Ash London Live's Buzz Track.
His name is Alec Benjamin. He's only 18 years old. He's an American singer-songwriter. This is literally the first we're hearing from him. We played another one of his tracks a couple of weeks ago. Tonight, he plays his debut show in New York City. Isn't that the amazing thing about the internet, Draco, that some kid who's 18 can play his first show in America ever over in America? Meanwhile, his music is being played on Australian radio.
So good.
Amazing. His name, Alec Benjamin. The track, Let Me Down Slowly, plays now on Ash London Live.
Here we go!
Hey, this is Brendan from Panic at the Disco.
Ash London Live.
Hey, Brendan. How you going, matey?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm living my best life. Where am I speaking to you from right now? What are you doing? Where are you? What is your day entailed?
I am at my house. I'm in my studio currently, kind of winding down for my day. Taking a little smoke break and just kind of piddling with some tour ideas.
Beautiful.
But yeah, my day's been good. I've just been kind of working here and there about the tour ideas.
Loves this. Now, a studio at home, I imagine, would be hard for a creative person like you who's always, you know, like you creatives. It's not like you say, well, for 3 hours today I'm going to work and the rest of the day I'm going to do nothing. Is the studio at home a temptation to just never do anything but make music and kind of lose track of time?
Absolutely. But luckily, that's my job.
Yeah,
I think
good.
I got really lucky because I really do just waste so much time. Or I guess what would be perceived as a waste of time. But for me, it technically counts as research and it's a write-off.
Yeah.
So I get to literally just sit in a studio and listen to music and create music and like watch a dumb video. Like even right now, I'm taking a break. I'm watching like stand-up comedy and kind of making a beat, kind of not, you know,
nice.
There's no pressure. I'm just kind of like, oh, this might be nice for tour. But it is, you know, it's a point of, I don't know, it's a point of addiction for me, but it's also a healthy thing to be addicted to. It helps me get out of certain funks when I'm not feeling as good, you know?
You could do a lot worse than being addicted to making music in your studio and being creative. Like, I won't list the addictions, but I would say that's a pretty healthy one. And we are so excited to have you back in Australia for this tour, touring the sixth freaking album. I mean, this is ridiculous, mate.
That's so cool. Like, to even say the sixth album and to be able to come back to Australia, it's a dream. I mean, the first time we visited Australia, we all looked at each other when we landed and we said, yep, I think we could live here.
Everyone.
We all kind of decided pretty early on that, man, this would be amazing to be here. You know, everybody's just all about having a good time. It's very positive. The food's amazing. The people are gorgeous. The weather's awesome. It's just kind of every aspect we fell in love. So, yeah, definitely. And now this time with this album, you know, things have been going so well that now we get to bring production over, which has always been my goal. I've been waiting years and years, you know, better part of a decade to just bring some production for a better, bigger show to Australia.
Yeah.
Now, finally, we're going to have some fun stuff.
So good. And this is a huge tour. Like, just listening you talk about all these dates. And it's not like you get on stage and you kind of like, you know, fart into a microphone and that's done. Like, you give a proper vocal performance and it's like, you're famous for it and that's what people come to hear. Maintain the quality. Like, what do you do? Did Kinky Boots help with that? Because you're having to, like, perform over and over and over again and you learn that vocal discipline? Or has this been something that you've just always done?
Yeah. Kinky Boots kicked my ass, man. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful to Kinky Boots for, like, knocking me into gear, because I had just come off a big headline tour, but I was not ready for it. You know, yeah. I was not ready for Broadway. Yeah. I should have taken a little bit of time off, but either way, I jumped into it. And vocally, I worked with this woman. Actually, I'm going to name drop because it's so awesome, but Cyndi Lauper gave me her vocal coach. Her name's Katie Agresta.
No,
she's like, she's the best. Trust me, she's going to be wonderful. So I jumped in with her, and she showed me a couple tricks of, like, pulling my tongue out of my mouth while I warm up and all these little things,
wow.
You know? But it definitely built my voice up, and kind of jumping into it with no regard as to how I'm going to land was really terrifying, but ultimately just really rewarding because I landed on my feet, yeah. Luckily, and now I'm the better for it, you know? I put it into my album, and I'm using it live, and I still have to be very mindful of how I treat myself. I got to be healthy when I travel and take care of my voice. Yeah, for sure.
Now that you have that confidence and you've proven to yourself that you can do a Broadway show if you want to do and put out six albums, is there something else that like having that experience now gives you the opportunity and the space to kind of, I don't know, go, well, maybe I could do this now, or there's something you've always wanted to do, but, you know, tick off the bucket list?
Oh, I've wanted to do a bunch of things and movies. I'm a movie buff. Like, I just sit there and I will watch so many movies. My friends get annoyed. They go, anytime they have a question about a film, they usually turn to me, oh, Brendan will know that. It's
gotcha.
Like, why? And then, you know what sucks is it's validated when I do know the answer. I'm like, why should I know that?
Like a
why
human IMDb.
Why should I know that random B actor? Like, nobody knows. So what I want to do, honestly, with movies is I want to do scores. You know, I want to do like a John Williams, Hans Zimmer type deal where I get to look at pieces of imagery and visions and then make music that goes to that to make people feel. A lot of times when I'm in a movie, you know, the scenes are gorgeous, cinematography is gorgeous, but the reason I'm crying and the reason I jump scare and the reason all that stuff is the sound design and the music.
Mm.
So that really intrigued me.
Amazing. And before I let you go, for people listening who are like idiots who would be on the fence about seeing you, like deciding whether to buy a ticket or not, I mean, what are you bringing? Are we going to hear this infamous Bohemian Rhapsody cover, or are we done with that? What's going to be in this show that's going to get people over the edge?
Well, first off, I got to say, I don't think I'll ever be done playing Bohemian.
Yes.
So, but other than that, I mean, we all have this sweat as crazy as amounts of sweat up there.
Yeah.
And I get naked sometimes because it's so damn hot.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Loves it. I love it. Well, Brendan, we can't wait to hang out.
Yeah.
See you in October, matey.
Make some beautiful noise. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello. May the meeting of the ashes start. Hello.
Here we are.
Once
how you doing?
Yeah, I'm so good, Matey Moo. How are you going?
Feeling very good. Got a nice show tonight, so I'm happy.
Happy as a Larry. Well, I know you're happy because you tweeted, and I'll pretend I'm you. Hi, I'm feeling so alive this morning. We are loving this tour of Australia. It feels amazing to be here. Thank you for coming to see our band on the Meet You There tour. What a lovely way to start the day, Ash.
Very nice. Very positive.
Always positive. Are you generally that kind of guy, just trying to see the happy side, even when you're bloody exhausted and you miss home and you're, I don't know, full of bad hotel food? Who knows?
I put all my negative things into my songs,
gotcha.
Or I bury them with my screaming into the pillow.
Nice.
Either one.
Yeah, happens to the best of us. Do you know what I do, which I find really satisfying? Instead of screaming into the pillow, I stand on my bed and I throw the pillow up and I punch the pillow and the pillow hits the wall and it's like very cathartic.
That's very nice. That's a new technique. I'll put it in the book.
There you go. It's better for your voice as well because we know you've got those lovely vocals, Ash. You need to save your voice. You know.
I have the pipes.
You've got damn pipes. More of my chat with the gorgeous Ashton from Five Sauce after this. It's the boys' track, Valentine, on Ashton the Live. Summer.
Make some beautiful noise! Hey, we're 5 seconds of summer. Let's go!
Congratulations. The Meet You There tour has been going off. People are loving it. How has it felt singing these new songs? Have there been some of them that have really surprised you as far as, you know, wow, the audience are loving that one more than I thought they would, et cetera, et cetera?
It's feeling really good. I'm feeling like we chose the right songs for the new live show.
Great.
I think it's a good mix of old and new. We feel great on stage. And I've seen a lot of new fans as well, which is even more amazing than I could have expected. So it's all going well so far.
Well, something's working for you because, you know, let's be honest, when you started, you kind of had the boy band thing, and people thought, oh no, like people older than a certain age can't, you know, get into Five Sauce. But you've magically managed to, like, do something that very few people in your position have been able to do. You've had cut through with a completely different type of person with this album, and I've seen it firsthand over and over again. How does that feel? And is it cool looking out maybe into the crowds and seeing people that you didn't expect or haven't seen before? Or what's the most unexpected person that's come up to you and said, hey, bro, love that track?
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of new fans in the way that I knew we would, because I believe in this band more than anyone else, but we've always wanted to be a band for everybody. And we definitely planned on this record to maybe appeal to other people apart from our regular fan base, but it all starts with the core fan base spreading it to, you know, people who wouldn't usually like 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Love that. So bloody cool. And your merchandise is super cool. I'm sure you guys are across the creative process. You're the only one on the phone right now. So if you want,
yeah,
you could just take full credit for the designs because they're pretty sick.
I actually do design a little bit of the merchandise, but we work with a couple of really amazing companies like Valdez. And we've done a bunch of pop-up stores actually across Australia. So that's been amazing. And I'm super happy with how it represents the record. Yeah.
Awesome. Funny question, but because you're a smart dude, we always kind of know that Ash is generally the deepest thinker in many ways. And you're always the one that, like, when I'm interviewing the guys, everyone's gone on tangent, but I know that Ash will bring it home with the proper answer. Are you across things like merch sales? Like, do you know any of those sorts of facts and figures, or do you just trust that to the adults?
Well, I think it's important to know what your fans actually like.
Yeah.
So I am across what people are actually wanting to wear.
Cool.
As far as like actual sales and things, I don't really look too closely at them. I don't think it matters too much as long as I'm seeing our fans enjoy what is printed on our merchandise.
Yeah. I would like to, it would be a good experiment to find out whether, you know, they're just obsessed with you and, like, just find out the level to which they would buy something, even if it's horrendous. Like, that would be a good experiment to just, yeah. I don't know, put
they
a photo of a bum.
They don't buy horrendous things, though. We've learned that the hard way, because we have had bad merchandise before, that's for sure. Make some beautiful noise!
Hey, we're 5 Seconds of Summer. Let's go! Thing I'm really excited about this tour is the choice of a support act in Mookie, who is such an exciting Australian female making some really interesting pop music. Have you had a chance to see any of her set or hear any of her music?
I awkwardly watch it side of stage. and actually, when she was brought to us, I looked her up on Spotify and I listened, and I totally agree. I think it's interesting, and I think her pop writing sensibility is unique.
Totally.
So I am enjoying having her, and I hear the screams from backstage when she's on stage, which is awesome. So they seem to be enjoying it.
Even on the socials, I saw on her socials, because, you know, often, you know, when the support act comes, everyone's just like, oh, hurry up. But people are, like, so generous and so excited and really getting into it. That must be such a great feeling for you now to be able to give other bands and other acts a platform for people to discover their music.
I always want to do that for other bands because people did that for us. And I think what goes around comes around with that situation. I think when you get to a place with your music and the size of your venues, I think you need to give back to upcoming acts.
You're a beautiful human. You're a beautiful human. Last question. I want to talk about the rehearsals because you guys, of course, are so committed to your craft and to getting better and to making sure the live performance is absolutely 100%. But you're also a group of mates who genuinely love hanging out with each other and having fun. What does the rehearsal process look like coming into a tour? Like, does someone have to snap everyone into attention and get them to do shit? Or is everyone like, nope, we're going to properly rehearse and get it done and get it perfect?
You know, a lot of people have musical directors in our position.
Yeah.
We more have a communication director. and we work with this amazing dude called Stacey Jones, and he helps speed the process up. We're always under time crunches. But he's more just like, yeah, that's a great idea. No, that's a bad idea. And just speeds everything up.
I love that. Well, boys, but also I speak to you on behalf of the boys. So I'm really just happy for you. It's so wonderful to see you having fun, kicking ass, making good music. Amazing that the album has absolutely kicked it in the dick. Well done. Have fun, dude.
Thank you very much. It's nice to talk to you.
All the videos of our chat with the gorgeous Ashton online now. Stick around and find out how you can win a trip to LA to see Ariana Grande.
Ash London Live.